We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Be sure to join us November 21st at Snoqualmie Casino for a live day.
That's a week from today.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're right.
I know.
Whoa.
Now it's getting real, brother.
It's getting real. Our show in the men's room is going to be completely live. Everything is live, Steve.
Including the music. That's going to be a blast. I know some people were rehearsing last night. Glenn Cannon, Ryan Castle, and a few of the guys in Superfecta. Other people as well, putting things together, making sure things are all tightened up or as good as it can be on a high wire act that is live day. But the best part about all the music being performed live at the Snoqualmie Casino, it's all going to be 80s. Live day goes all 80s. We get in our way back machine, BJ.
I love that.
Not only will the music be live, but our outfits will be... Music will be 80s, but our outfits will be 80s. Fix that in post, please.
These things are all easy for you to say.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
And it'll be even worse on Thursday next week.
And, of course, Live Day has a live audience. That's where you come in. And we'd love to see you there. Tickets are on sale as we're speaking for Live Day. It is a blast. I mean, so much great show at Snoqualmie Casino. You get to hang with us. It is a spectacle to behold. Plus, the TVs are going to be there.
Yep. Q13 Fox, Ellen, our friend Ellen, will be hanging out with us in the morning. Craig Gass is going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Mitch from Mitch in the Morning. Mitch Unfiltered. He'll be hanging with us.
Yeah, so you got to get those tickets. They're on sale right now. You want all the info for Live Day just a week away? Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser.
Oh,
Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time.
Time to Beat Mix. And it's time to turn down for Thursday.
Turn down for what?
Thursday. Oh, that's right. Friday Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah. And I'd like to say I'd be watching anything else but Disney Plus, but I'm not going to be doing that for this whole Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
I just found
out
that you can download stuff on there on your phone and your tablet, which is great.
Oh, wow. So it's perfect for you and your traveling endeavors.
You aren't kidding, buddy. I've often thought every service should offer that feature, and congratulations to Disney Plus. Another reason why I'll probably stick with them.
There you go.
Yeah. All your Marvel movies and everything you want that you can get there. All the Star Wars. Oh, Naz.
All the Lizzie McGuire you could ever hope for.
Yeah.
Well, we know. What's on Steve's watch list.
That's pretty hysterical, the Lizzie McGuire. I saw her there on my options. Nice.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Mike in Parkland. Mike, are you there?
Hey, Vicky!
Whoa.
Hi, Bumpy.
I don't think someone wants to play Beat Migs. I think they just want to talk to Vicky.
Shout out to Frugals.
What? Frugals. It's the burger place in Parkland.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. I was totally lost.
You're from the South Sound.
I know. It's just he was talking to Vicky, and then all of a sudden, shout out to Frugals. I'm like, okay.
And shout out to Foxes.
Okay.
And pole position.
Pole position.
Nice.
Mike knows it. What's
best
he playing?
Sports bar name ever.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out the Black Keys over at the Tacoma Dome on November 23rd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to check out the Black Keys, tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on which medium?
Radio.
No.
Newspaper.
No.
Magazine.
No. Oh. In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
Three.
Yes. What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on
Pirouette.
One foot? Yes. Harry Truman became the president at the end of what war?
One.
No.
Two.
Yes. Which Greek goddess gave her name to the city of Athens?
Athena.
Yes. In which decade did Aretha Franklin have her hit song Chain of Fools?
50.
No.
60.
Yes. How did Elvis Presley die?
On the toilet.
No.
Heart attack.
Yes. What country gave Florida to the USA in 1891?
Spain.
Yes. Venison is the meat of what animal?
Deer.
Yes. What year of the early 90s did Sir Mix-a-Lot have his hit song Baby Got Back?
91.
No.
Two.
Yes. And Mike is very efficient and gets 9 correct.
Good job, Mike. Good job, Mike.
It was television, huh?
It was.
Yeah, you heard that wrong, actually. I think you were thinking, what was the first medium they advertised on as opposed to what was the first medium?
Oh, yeah.
He heard it wrong. Like, what was the first toy advertised in this medium?
Well,
yeah.
I think it'll be a close one. These weren't hard questions today.
That might be the one. I think Steve will get it right, though, if he understands.
Yeah.
That could be the difference maker.
You just got to hope that Steve isn't listening when I'm asking these questions.
When does Steve ever listen?
70% of the time I am.
All right, then. That's very specific on that number. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Mr. Potato Head was the first toy to be advertised on which medium?
Radio.
No.
Television.
Yes. In the traditional rhyme, how many mice were blind?
3.
Yes. What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn on one foot?
A pirouette.
Yes. Harry Truman became the president at the end of what war?
World War II.
Yes. Which Greek goddess gave her name to the city of Athens?
Aphrodite?
No.
Oh. Georgia?
No.
Georgia.
Athena.
Yes.
Oh, whatever.
In which decade did Aretha Franklin have her hit song Chain of Fools?
Chain. 1980s.
No.
70s?
No.
90s?
No.
Oh.
How did Elvis Presley die?
On the toilet.
No.
We just talked about it.
I know.
Heart attack.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What country gave Florida to the USA in 1891?
Mexico.
No.
Spain.
Yes. Venison is the meat of what animal?
Deer.
Yes. What year of the early 90s did Sir Mix-a-Lot have his hit song Baby Got Back?
1991.
No.
Damn it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Steve, in the middle. You get 8 correct and you lose.
Woo!
9-8.
Good job, Mike.
Good job,
Mike. Nice job, Mikey.
Like the Sounders, we are the champions.
Yeah. 2 stars for you.
That's fantastic.
Hang on the line,
see
Mike.
See a pole position.
And Steve, Mike gave himself a champion song, and you get yourself this.
Nice. Static ass.
Thursday.
Yeah, Mike got the ones that you got wrong. He knew that it was the 60s that Aretha Franklin put out Chain of Fools.
Damn it.
And
damn.
He knew that it was 1992 with Baby Got Back.
He had more time to answer than you did.
Yeah, he was really quick with these, so he had enough time to answer with 3
good
guesses.
For him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
What was the... I walked in, you said I wouldn't know a word.
The medium, medium. Did he even get to that?
Of course.
Yeah, it was the first question.
Medium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure if he knew medium.
It was the first question.
Psychic. You could think of psychic, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on Mike beating Steve.
That's right, man. All you got to do is tie or beat Steve. You get the prize on Beat Migs just like that. Big news, Steve.
What happened?
The flip phone is back. The Razor flip phone.
Oh, boy. Your daughter should rejoice.
Yeah.
Isn't she a Razor one, or was she just like something else?
No, she had a different version. She had a different flip phone. But the Razor was the cool flip phone. Yeah. Well, there were a lot of flip phones, but not the cool Razor one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Though this is going to be different. And we've heard about these folding screen phones that have been kind of a fail so far. And the Razor is going to fold up very similarly to those. It's going to fold up vertically rather than horizontally, which is the old school style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is how Razors used to fold up, was vertically, where basically you flip it over like a Star Trek communicator.
Yeah, so that's how they're going back to doing it that way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
And it's going to run Android, and the old T9 keyboard is replaced with a touchscreen.
Oh, I thought they were going to keep the T9 keyboard. I was like, that's awesome.
Sarah would love that if they did. or at least that they offered it as a touchscreen option. Hit shelves in January, and it'll be exclusive to Verizon. You ready for the price? Only $1,500. That's all.
No, I know what I'm asking for Christmas.
Yeah, the pre-orders for the new Razr starts in December. I don't know what to make of it. I need to believe that these folding touchscreens will not break. I don't know how they can make them so that they cannot break without, you know, these folding. I don't know how they're going to be able to do it, but if they do it, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've got it figured out because they're doing it, but yeah, I'm with you, man. It just seems kind of crazy.
Well, that's the problem. They really weren't doing it. I mean, they thought they had it figured out, and then the whatever the other one was, the Samsung Galaxy Fold just did not work, apparently. They just couldn't get it. They couldn't figure it out. At least last I heard it, they were having problems with it.
Yeah, it's trippy because you look at it, it doesn't look like it would bend, but it does.
Yeah, the other one definitely looked like it bent. This one, you're right. This one does not look like it bends at all.
No, it's got like joints on the sides, but it has nothing, the screen itself.
How are they able to do that?
Magic.
That's pretty awesome. That almost looks... That's amazing that can fold and doesn't look like it's... That's crazy. All right, I like it.
That's crazy.
I'm looking at it, and I can't see like a crease.
Yeah.
When it's open. Oh, and it's got a screen on the front a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
See, I would love that. I need a big screen, but I would love it to fold down like that.
You want a little less girth in your pockets?
I really do. And it looks thin, dude. I mean, it looks really thin. Okay.
Oh, yeah, but it's bigger than the iPhone when opened.
Yeah. Well, the only problem with it, I hate to say, is that it's not Apple. I mean, I know, and it probably never will be.
You homer.
Yeah, I'm just, I know people love the wild, wild west of Android, but I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I have no issues with either type. Like, I have no, like, I'm not loyal to Apple. I just now have used it for so long that I just really don't feel like going through the headache of relearning how things work on a different type of a phone.
Yeah, having to just export all your stuff. I know for somebody, you know, look, I get it. The older you get, the more you just don't want to mess around with this stuff. You want to do something else with your time.
Yeah, can I watch videos? Can I text? And can I check my weather? That's pretty much all I care about on my phone.
And you know what's going to happen is that eventually Apple will design one.
A folding iPhone?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll get in trouble with, you know, patent lawsuits or whatever, but they'll, you know.
Just like with everything they do, it takes about 2 years before they do what Android does, and they do it.
And then they get sued, you know, not a problem.
Oh, yeah, they're showing the video of it, like, really folding, man.
Oh, so the screen somehow does increase, but it has enough room so it can fold, and then it gets really flat. Wow. Okay. If that doesn't... If the material somehow can hold up to all those opens and closes, okay. I just don't know how it can. You know
it's
what I mean?
Technology.
Well, I mean, like, I the screen itself, is that bendable? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's the thing that gets me. And it's a flat-looking screen once it's open. You don't see a crease or anything. That is pretty awesome. Ooh, that could make a move.
Really? Of all things?
Yeah, that could.
That would make the move.
Because, I mean, it's huge in my pocket. And also the phone is, too.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Wow, a little humble brag right there, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't have room for both. I got to figure it out.
Is that what it is?
That's the problem. Yeah, what am I going to do, right?
Hey, I needed the money.
Okay, whatever.
What about, like, for you, Vicky? I mean, because do you think females would think this more because it's less of a phone? Because a lot of females don't, maybe they want to be able to... They have the tighter jeans.
It takes up less boob space, let's be honest.
That too.
I don't know. I like having a bigger one because it kind of... It's easier to hold on to.
Yeah. You want it big in your hands.
Exactly. And I feel like I'm getting older because my eyesight's starting to kind of get a little...
No, it's not. At 30 years old, your eyesight's giving you a hard time?
Mostly with screens. So sometimes I wear like the blue lenses when I remember them.
Yeah.
But like I need the bigger one so I can see them better.
We're talking about phones if you just tuned in.
We have so many flag bats. I mean, this is a wonderland for anybody recording our show as we speak.
Get your mind out of gutter, listeners.
Yeah, or keep it there and have a great morning. Yeah. Nobody minds. Ray Romano just shared a great story about something that Al Pacino unknowingly said to him that changed his life. You're going to hear from Ray at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve's favorite show had a cool guest on there yesterday, Ray Romano. He was on Ellen.
And it's my favorite show that I've never watched an entire episode of. I just love Ellen.
Yeah, I'm okay with Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I got. It's the best I can be is okay with Ellen.
That's more than Ellen sucks.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And I have always had a love-hate relationship with Ellen, but now I'm at a sort of, she's okay.
No, she's more than okay.
Okay.
She's the spirit of everything.
Oh, she's the spirit of everything now. No, wow. No, didn't realize she was elevated to that status.
Okay, she puts on a fine product.
Yeah, there she does.
she's okay.
Yeah, Ray Romano was on her show yesterday, and he shared a great story about how Al Pacino unknowingly inspired him to lose weight when they were working on a film together.
They aged me up like I was 40 in one scene, 70 in the other. So when I was 70, they put a little fat suit underneath my shirt. So we go to lunch. We come back from lunch, and me and Pacino have a scene, and I could see he got scared that he lost track of, am I supposed to be 40 or 70? Because he looks at me and he goes, Ray, I didn't know you were wearing the fat suit. And I went, I'm not, Al. And I made my New Year's resolution right there.
No.
Yeah. It's like the male version of asking a woman is, when are you due?
Right.
They're not due.
Al thought he was wearing the fat suit and he wasn't.
Brutal.
Oh, Al.
That is so, like, surreal because it's Al Pacino. I don't care if you're Ray Romano. You're still impressed that you're around Al Pacino. The guy is Hollywood royalty, right?
Yeah, if you don't know, Al Pacino's one of the greatest actors of maybe a generation. And maybe some really young folks don't know who he is, don't remember him. You guys know, Danny, Vicky, you know Al Pacino, right?
I know who he is. I've never seen a movie that he's been in.
Oh,
not a single movie?
Not one, I couldn't name one movie he's been in.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, he, of course.
Never saw Scarface, The Godfather.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
He.
No.
You haven't seen The Godfather?
No.
Get out.
Yeah, he hasn't. Yeah.
Hi.
That's amazing.
He was the devil's advocate.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Donnie Brasco.
Scent of a Woman.
No.
Hoo-ha! Coming on, Misty Hyde.
Wow.
I don't even know.
He's one of the great impressions. So whenever Craig Gass does impressions of Al Pacino, Danny's like, I don't know.
He's like, all right, I'm going to have to pretend and believe that that's actually a good impression.
Wow. Joey Sarah, do you know Al Pacino that well?
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So they are, you know, in their 30s, their early 30s, late 20s, and that's the millennial generation. So I bet Gen Z is clueless to Al Pacino. Has he done a voice of any animated movie?
That's the
key. Yeah.
He needs to do like Shrek or something.
Yeah, if he does it.
Some Pixar film.
He needs to do Shrek. Would you get a little bit more current? How about he needs to do somebody in Frozen? So more than Shrek is like almost, 20 years old now?
It's old. I'm keeping it real.
You're keeping it real. All right. Wow, that's him.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Steve is right, though. Al Pacino is Hollywood royalty. When Hollywood royalty tells you that he thinks you're fat, you got to get some inspiration. And that's what happened to Ray Romano. He was inspired to lose weight thanks to Al Pacino's comments. So what about you? How were you inspired to change something about yourself? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. How were you inspired to change something about yourself? We got your calls. We got your texts after Rage on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Ray Romano was inspired to lose weight thanks to acting great Al Pacino. What about you? How were you inspired to change something about yourself? If we have the audio again, because it's really awesome how this happened. Because Al and Ray were acting the same movie. Al Pacino's a legendary actor, been in The Godfather, and of course, Scarface. Those are iconic roles. Say hello to my little friend. I bet you've all heard that line.
Except Danny.
That's Al Pacino, Danny. That's who says that. And so Ray Romano got inspired to lose weight because of what Al Pacino said to him.
They aged me up. Like, I was 40 in one scene, 70 in the other. So when I was 70, they put a little fat suit underneath my shirt. So we go to lunch. We come back from lunch, and me and Pacino have a scene. And I could see he got scared that he lost track of, am I supposed to be 40 or 70? Because he looks at me and he goes, Ray, I didn't know you were wearing the fat suit. And I went, I'm not, Al. And I made my New Year's resolution right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, it's like the male version of asking a woman
pregnant.
Is,
yeah.
When are you due?
Right.
They're not due.
That's awesome.
That is awesome, and also just very like, oh, crap, I got to turn my life around moment. Al Pacino, not intentionally, but just fat shamed me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is classic. And so, you know what? Hey, look, sometimes it takes some kind of challenge like that to inspire us to do something amazing. So how are you inspired to change something about yourself? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone texted in saying, the passing of my grandfather inspired me to join the Marines. He was in the Marines. I never thought about joining the military. When he passed, I felt like I had to keep his legacy alive.
Yeah, you hear a lot of stories like that. When you hear a lot of stories about for people when they lose a significant person in their life, and they just, in a way, maybe they took them for granted, and then when they realize, wow, those folks are gone, what am I going to do? And they end up going, I want to be a better person to carry that the person we lost legacy on. You hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I mean, obviously. And on the flip side, this person says The Matrix and inspired me to never turn down drugs. LOL.
Take that red pill. Take it.
Did it inspire Will Smith, actually, to never turn down a role?
Because yeah, it did.
It was because he thought the Wachowskis were just massively high during the pitch is why he turned down The Matrix.
And
he had
a better
story.
Option. He had a better option. It was Wild Wild West.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot. That was such a great movie.
As much as I love that movie. Yeah. Sorry, Steve. No.
Yeah.
You guys kiss my ass. Wild Wild West is a fantastic
movie. Wild Wild West.
It's no
Wild
Matrix.
Wild West. Yeah, I'd rather watch it over The Matrix.
Really?
At this moment in my life, yes.
Oh, you're such a, you know, you're just trolling me. There's no way you
would. Well, that's why at this moment in my life, because I know it'll piss you off.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
I'd rather watch Wild Wild West.
Okay, fine.
I feel like a lot of people get inspired to change something after a breakup, and that's kind of what happened with me. Like, I was kind of seeing a dude, and then when it all went to crap, I decided, well, what the hell am I doing with my life? Like, spending, you know, wasting my time with idiots like this guy. I'm going to do the thing I've been saying I want to do for the last year, and that's buy a house. So I really, you know, put my, dug my heels in and really got into it, and less than a year, I got a house.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because a lot of us think you don't really buy the house till you meet the one. Then you meet the one, then you can get to go buy the house, have the dream life and all that. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out to find the one. And yeah, you're like, well, what am I supposed to wait? I'm not going to wait. I want that house.
It's like, it's my house.
And you actually have turned it into sort of a cool situation because, yeah, you're not living with a significant other, but you got some good people in that house with you who are as close to you as a significant other could be.
Yep, I got my brother and my best friend / hetero life mate, so it's pretty awesome.
Oh, hetero life mate. Is that like platonic life partners?
Yeah, Vicky's got her own PLP. Welcome to the club.
We call each other our trophy wives.
Oh.
So.
That's a nice thing.
It's a pretty awesome situation.
It's nice to be called a trophy wife. That's a compliment.
Yes, it is. I very much love it. She made me cookies. That's a trophy wife. I have the greatest life.
Man.
Unless she gets mad and then she'll just call you her participation trophy wife.
Aw. I hate you, but that is brilliant. Damn you.
Use it against her then.
Yes.
It's a great idea. Yeah. Let's go to Chris and Bonnie Lake, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Chris, you are on the Rock.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show. How were you inspired to change something about yourself?
So I was playing with my kids, and I noticed that I was getting out of breath, and I was kind of lazy and whatever have you. So I went from 318 pounds down to 212 in over like 7 months.
Dude, I mean, seriously, that's a 100-pound loss. That's nuts.
I went from a size 42 pant to a 32 pant, double X shirt to a large.
That's awesome, because so often you hear from people like, oh, once you have kids, forget about it. All your fitness goes down the drain. So it's cool that that actually inspired you to turn it around as opposed to let it get worse.
Yeah, I don't want to sit there and be a fatty McFatFat.
Well, there's that. That's a good motivation right there. Yeah. Well, you don't want to be a fatty McFatFat. Yeah.
Why are you doing all this? Trying to avoid being fatty McFatFat.
Yeah, I got to find motivation to lose weight again because I'm on the other side of it. So I'm gaining some poundage and I need to get back to the motivation to just, because it all is willpower. I know what to do. I just don't want to do it.
Right. Because food is so delicious. It's hard to turn it down.
Well, and for me, it's the stress too. And
Stress eating is the best eating.
Stress eating. And this... God, I mean, honestly, I love our new building, but ever since we got access to a kitchen, because the kitchen used to be far away from us, so I never saw all the tasty stuff people brought in because I never went back there a lot.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. So we got that big kitchen table right outside of our studios.
Yeah, and that's hard for me because everybody brings stuff in, especially this time of year. It's a beating.
I brought cupcakes. Rev brought cake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was able to avoid the cake yesterday, but I didn't avoid the cupcakes a couple days ago.
Danny brought Pringles.
Yeah,
those were good. I didn't avoid those either. And that's I need Al Pacino to say, hey, you're fat.
See, and that was the other day. Then I was like, it was one that really pulled at my heartstrings. Somebody showed up with boxes of Auntie Anne's pretzels and put them in the damn kitchen. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's like the ultimate weakness for me.
And you can't do that now, or can you?
No, I'm staying away from bread. Trying to like just kick some things off in my life. But I couldn't turn it down. I had 2 bites.
Good job, buddy.
Only 2 bites?
Yeah, 2 very big bites. But but I didn't finish the pretzel, so I was happy.
Nice restraint.
Well, you're looking good lately, so thanks. I feel like if anybody gets to cheat, it's you. Whereas, especially, you're the inspiration for me because I watch you. You were always a bigger guy than me when you first joined the show. You just were taller and bigger. You know, you weighed more. But I feel like, boy, if Steve ever gets lower than me in weight, that's really when I got to figure this out.
I don't think I'm lower than you in weight, though.
Well, I think the way you're going, you probably... Well, it depends on what you're trying to do with your life, but
I'm
if
not
you
trying
kept,
to lose weight, though.
Yeah,
so, yeah. So I'm actually, I'm probably going to gain weight.
Oh, good. Beefcake! Yes. I feel good about
going
that.
For the beefcake look. Yeah.
All right, as long as you gain weight, I'll feel better.
Or maintain. I'm not looking to like drop down any lower.
Yeah, see, you're going to get muscle, though. That's what you're going to do.
I don't know about that, but I'm going to get something.
Well, if you're gaining weight, you better be gaining muscle. You don't want to be gaining fat.
And, Steve, I remember the inspiration for you to lose weight in the first place was being at the airport.
The worst.
Standing on the things that weigh the luggage as it goes in to get checked in, and you weighed more than everybody there.
Right. Well, not yes.
Out of our group,
because we all thought it'd be funny to sit on the damn scale that weighs the luggage, and so everyone's doing it. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be the heaviest one on the show. And then boom, I was like 280.
Oh,
and I don't even know if that was completely accurate, but I was more than the rest of you. And so, I mean, I would imagine it's accurate enough. I don't know what they do with those damn scales, but I was 280. Which just was like
you might have been more if you were sitting. By the way,
I have no idea
because you don't have your legs that are on there.
Well, I picked my legs up and like kind of did like spread eagle style.
Oh well, all right then. You know what? It was probably very accurate because I mean they measure they charge us anyway.
Yeah,
I hope they're accurate.
So it's kind of cool to know that like you know I'm hovering around 205. That's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
But people are always like, "Hey, what was this key to success?" I'm like, I don't have any answer to that because it took forever. This is like a 10-year-long process. It wasn't like as if I hit 280, got inspired, and the next year I was at 205. It was just slowly but surely weight came off.
And I think what helps is that your wife is also a pretty healthy eater, so you don't have a lot of junk in the house.
No junk in the
house. And that's, see, that for me,
I'm the junk.
I grew up with the kids, and there was just, you know, the kids' snacks in the house, and that did not help at all, because I'm a person that if I see it, I want it. If it's not there, I'm okay.
Yep.
Like this morning, I walked by that kitchen table, there was nothing there, I felt so happy, there's nothing to tempt me. Yesterday, I was miserable because I was like, there's that stupid cake calling me.
Wait, so just to make you miserable, I just have to bring cake?
See, this
it's funny how we think, because my first thought was, so what do we need to do is just hide all the stuff when you first come in, and
then
at 10 o'clock when you leave, then put everything back out on
if
the
you
table.
Guys, if you did that and hid all the stuff, but here's the problem. Danny likes to troll me and have me see sweet things.
See, this is the problem.
And Rev likes to troll me, too.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone is as good of a friend to you as I am.
You know what? In this particular instance, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
I will have to say that. Vicky, I think, for the most part, wants to help me out.
But it's like that motherly, like, oh, it'll make you happy if I give you this chocolate. Let me give you this chocolate. And
that's the other problem.
It's the conflicting thing.
At least
like
Vicky will stop crying if I give it some food.
Right.
Exactly.
It's like, let me feed you, child.
See, and you say I like to troll you. I just say, you do you, boo. I mean, if you want scones, you
treat
can get
yourself.
A scone.
Danny, I can see the curl of
he's
your mouth and your
help.
Facial expressions. It's such a troll look. Don't
I'm
even try to hide
saying.
It.
Just saying.
Yeah, just saying.
And then just saying is the line of a troll.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Here's a good text. Jerry Maguire inspired me to quit my job and start my own business.
Oh.
How'd it go? My company failed miserably. I went bankrupt and I went back to my old job with my tail between my legs.
Congratulations.
FML.
Well, at least you tried, though. It's always good to try
That's
something.
True.
And then you really get to appreciate where you are. And there are people that just want to be employees. You're listening to one right now. How many times, Steve, did we go to these radio conventions and they always had these seminars about how to run your own business and do this, take control of this?
Yeah.
And I used to be so miserable listening to that because I want a company to do everything for me. I want to be an employee. Don't want to run anything.
Yeah, you want someone else to take care of it.
Exactly. I don't want to worry about my insurance. I don't want to worry about how money is like made to sell the. I just want to get up here, dance on stage, and somebody hand me a check. That's all I want to do.
Where's the stage?
Right here, buddy.
Oh.
Whoa, he's dancing.
I was like, when's Crystal on the main stage?
Well, apparently BJ's name is now Crystal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or you can call me Crystal.
Yikes.
Wow. I'm going to have to respectfully decline dance from you, ma'am.
Okay. At least you're respectfully declining. Thank you. We got a woman that just did the greatest gender reveal for her kid. I mean, isn't that oxymoronic? Are there really great?
This might be the one case where it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because she did it by passing gas? What? Okay, you may have. All right. You've intrigued me, Steve. We'll tell you all about it. Hey, you'll even get to hear it at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. Where we'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.